Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lenneth and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We thank you for joining and supporting the show today. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, you know, so everyone can get an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's here today with us. Yay! Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, as I said, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Right side of the page, scroll down to psychic readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Now, we do accommodate your time frame because we know from the West Coast to the East Coast, you know, there's a time difference. And some of us today have started daylight saving time. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina most definitely do. So at this point, let me bring in my co-host and manager, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to be back after last week's bad back. I'm definitely happy that everything is better. I have really nothing new to report, no birthdays, no anniversaries, but they're coming fast and furious in the next few weeks in my family and friends, so be prepared for a long list in the near future.
All right. And, okay, well, I'll do my birthdays real quick, and then Miss Nina's got a prayer for us today. So, birthdays for me this week, today, happy birthday, Clarence Seiler. He's a very nice young man, but he's also acting, and he's trying to get his name out there. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Stephen Jeffies. Happy birthday to my nephew, Gregory Morgan Jr. Hope you're having a ball in Las Vegas. Happy birthday to Nikita Mathis. And happy birthday to Miss Ramona Walker. Now, this week, starting Monday, happy birthday to Nina Trito. Happy birthday to Miss Katie M. Bond. Oh, Katie, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And happy birthday to my girlfriend, Martha Wood, who's leaving me. Her and her husband are moving to California. But anyway, happy birthday, and I hope you two really enjoy today and have a wonderful time. And happy birthday to my little cousin, Jay Quivera. Happy birthday, girl, and happy birthday to Mr. Claude Brown, one of my old schoolmates. And that's my list for birthdays today.
Well, happy birthday, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
The prayer I am going to give you right now is a prayer to clear your home's energy. So that might be something we all need. And it goes, "Dear God, send angels to my home and clear away all energy of fear, sadness, or anger. Thank you for infusing my home with your pure, loving energy so that everyone who enters the house is filled with joy. Amen."
I'm here.
send you that card?
I'm sorry?
You want me to send you that prayer?
Yes, please do. Yes, yes. And I'll put it on the website. So if anybody wants to, copy it and print it up, they can. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I turned to the bathroom. All right, let me give you some information so everyone knows the full moon was on the 1st, and this is the second Sunday, March 11th, 2018. We've got a new moon the 17th. You want to mark that down, March 17th, and we have another full moon. Now, this is like February, so we've got double, or was it January? One of them, January. Anyway, we got double full moon, so there also is a full moon the 31st of March. So the new moon is the 17th, and then mark your calendars, full moon, the next full moon is the 31st. Now, also, I know you don't want to hear this, everybody, but I got to tell you so you're prepared. Mercury retrograde. Yes, yes, yes. Mercury retrograde starts this month, March 23rd, and it goes to April the 15th, which is the tax day. How about that, huh? So Mercury retrograde is March 23rd to April the 15th. Okay. And that was all that I needed to put out. So anything else, Miss Nina?
Well, I'm just going to tell everyone, get your taxes done now and in the mail.
Yeah.
You don't want
Yeah, for sure.
During retrograde, so now, so there isn't any errors and there's no kerfuffles or whatever. And the fact that there is two full moons this month is going to cause chaos. So I'm warning you now, be prepared for multi-shifting of moods and people acting peculiar and all that kind of neat stuff.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, this is a busy month for sure. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I guess we can begin. Any other announcements or okay? All righty. Well, our first caller, and again, welcome everybody around the world in the chat room and on the phone. We do appreciate you, and we're grateful for your calls. First caller is area code 720. Welcome to the show. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi. My name is Lola.
Hi, Lola. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yes. So I have a question. I am going back to school, and I'm wondering if things are going to be going okay there. Like if I'm going to pass, if it's going to go smoothly and well.
Okay. And what are you going to school for?
I'm medical.
Okay. Slight delay, just a little bit. But other than that, I see things going fine for you. Should be okay. Accomplish as much as you can prior to the 23rd, which is Mercury retrograde. So so far you're doing good. It's just a little bit of
a
delay,
starting.
And I think that's in your paperwork. That's all.
Well, I'm starting it on Monday. So.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Very good. Well, I don't see any problems. There's nothing coming across. Nina, you
okay.
See anything?
No, I don't see any problems. The only thing that I was told is complete your assignments well ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. That's how I am already. Okay. I'm a little crazy about that, right?
Okay, so as long as you do that, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. Congratulations. You're going to do well.
All right. Thank
you for being
so
in the medical field.
Yeah. hopefully they'll
okay.
have me. I'm happy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lola, and have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. All righty, next caller, area code 773. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Jermail.
Hi, Jermail. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Great. I was just calling to see what you ladies see coming up for me just in general in the next few months.
Could you give us something to be more specific on, to concentrate on with the angels? That's
right,
a broad,
like
that's
love.
A broad
yeah,
question.
Love. Yeah, I'm sorry. Love.
Oh, and love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there someone that you care about right now, Jermail? I'm feeling like a spiritual essence or love. Is there anyone that you, or, yeah, because I don't even see you breaking up. Is there somebody that you care about right now?
Oh, no, I'm not with anyone right now.
Okay. I keep getting this lady, but it's good. It's a good feeling. It's not anything bad. But it's like you two know each other. Okay. Yeah, it's somebody from your past, Jermail. She's coming
okay.
back. Let me write this down. Yeah, it's a lady from the past.
Okay.
I don't know what it was before, but right now it's good. I mean, when she's coming back into your life, I get a feeling that what you and her were together before, it wasn't meant to be. She had to
okay.
go live her life, and you went and lived your life. You know, it was just like, it just wasn't working. And it wasn't anything really bad between you. It just wasn't your time. She's coming
mm-hmm.
back now. And it's going to be a fluke when you two run into each other and then it'll be like, you know, old times catching up. But it's for the good. Now you two can come together in a very strong relationship, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So it wasn't
okay.
time before and now it is. It's almost like a reunion.
Wow. All right.
I was trying to pick up Amanda or Annie. Does that sound familiar to you, Jermail? With an A?
No. No, not an A. Not anyone from the past.
Okay. Well, I am picking that up, that a woman is coming back from the past to get with you, but it's like it's time
mm-hmm.
now for you two, and it's a beautiful thing. I don't see any, I see really that now the relationship will blossom and grow
okay.
where before it didn't. So maybe before you two weren't really that close, I'll just say, but it just wasn't time for you two then. So
okay.
this reunion of sorts is a good thing. And you know what? This is going to happen just prior to Mercury retrograde because the angels are telling me 2 to 3 weeks. So I would say just before Mercury retrograde, you two should run into each other. And it'll come to you. You'll be like, oh, yeah, now I remember. I forgot about that one. You know, but that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. I mean, you know, in life, our minds and our goals, our careers are on different things. So sometimes our mind isn't like, okay, I need love to know. It may be like, I need to make this money, you know, first, blah,
right.
blah, blah. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's coming up pretty quick. And, okay, they're telling me that she's light-skinned it. About 5'6", 5'7".
I think I know
what
you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else?
You have a nice person. I'm sorry?
Did they, any other description?
Okay. Come on, angels, finish telling me. Light, 5'6", 5'7", medium. Yeah, she's medium built. She's not fat at all. She's medium. Her hair, something about her hair. Her hair is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they say it's wavy or what, but she has a pretty hair. I'll just put it like that. Maybe she keeps it up, but it's pretty. And she's outgoing. I mean, you could take her anywhere and she would just fit right in. You know what I mean? It's like it's no problem. I don't want to say drama because it's not about drama. You could take her to an event or to a concert and she just blends right in. There's no problem. You two click. You really do. It's your time. It's your time now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
The only thing I want to tell you, when you two run into each other, begin this again as friends. Don't date two or three times and jump in the bed, okay? Really begin it as friends, and you both will see each other in another light and another love, another dimension, and it'll be like, wow, how did we miss each other before? But it wasn't meant before. It wasn't meant until now.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. And it's definitely a long-term relationship, Jermaine. This isn't something that's just happenstance. Yes. It's a long one. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
The same thing you picked up. I also picked up that her hair is light color.
You said her hair is a light color?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, Jermaine, if you know what we're talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about. All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Would you give her a chance? You know who we're talking about. Would you give her a chance to come back into your life?
Yeah. I give her a chance.
Okay. Because that's
all
I'm asking.
It's like what you said. It just didn't work. It wasn't work. It wasn't the time. But, yeah, I'll let it.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, Jermaine, you got to call us back and let us know because I feel strong about this. It's just I feel real good. You know what I mean? Like, very good. It's like this is it. This is it. You two probably might end up getting married.
Wow, that's nice. Okay, cool. I will definitely call you back. Thank you.
Okay, Jermaine. Well, I'm wishing you the very best, but I know it's going to go well.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a good week, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in there to answer any questions that you may have. So if you don't feel like talking on the phone, just go into the chat room and ask, okay? All righty, continuing on, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Miss Nina. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Oh, so I have one question. I am having an important thing this week. My parents' estate is settling after 2 years, and it doesn't seem very fair. There were negotiations that actually I was not included in, and that actually I'm not gaining anything from, as is, you know, perhaps they might just, like, make it so that it's equal for me from the beginning when I never filed any lawsuits. They've been doing it. So everything's to benefit them. So there's one sister that's at a great advantage, and I'm meeting with her lawyer on the phone this week. It's the last step. Everybody's waiting for me to sign.
Okay.
Sign or not sign. And then it's a so-called, quote-unquote, a global settlement. Do you think that my sister, once I explain the situation and the reasons why it's unfair, if she will give up a little bit of her shares and – you know, share a little bit more monetarily to make it equal, or do you think that she probably won't, you know, like if that's the first two would make it equal and the last question would make it fair and also necessary.
Lennis, can I take the lead on this, please?
Yes, go ahead.
No, she's not going to change her mind. I'm sorry, Lisa. It's just, yeah, sorry. She's not changing her mind on this.
Yeah, so she doesn't care, like, that it's not fair or that it could affect me adversely, actually. Well, not, like, adversely, like there would be no monetary gain to even that or that it's necessary, you know, for other reasons, too, you know, like, could
if
be all kinds of reasons.
If she hasn't changed her mind in the past 2 years, she's not about to do it now.
It had nothing to do with me, though. You know, she said no to other people, but I never went to her. Everybody else did, but not me. And my needs are probably much, much greater than everyone else's. So no?
Well, yeah, I hear you, but the point being, you should have gone to her before it got to this point.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have helped. It wouldn't have helped a while ago or anything. It really wouldn't have. Not really.
It's not going to help now either.
Sorry. I mean, it wouldn't have helped before. So basically, they'll just, you know, there's a couple points that are absolute, and then the third point they're going to say no to probably.
Yeah.
But the other two, to make it equal, they would do?
Nope.
What?
I don't think they're going to make it equal.
No, it's not going to be equal. I mean, where I don't have a loss. There's just a couple of things that are just very minor. The other
minor
side said yes. I don't think she's going to have a problem with that. But
yeah. The first two are fine, but yeah, no, she's not going to change her mind on the other one.
And what is the thinking she has? That it just doesn't matter?
I have no idea.
So perhaps I shouldn't even ask this her, do you think? Just let it go and just go on.
Yeah, I would let it go and just go on, knowing that you have a pure heart and that greed sometimes steps in where it shouldn't.
And that actually karma takes full force. I don't have to worry about anything, right? Just let karma play out. I mean, karma is a very serious thing. What?
Yeah, exactly. Let it happen. Karma will take
so
over.
Are you saying don't even, like, mention the third thing? I mean, I feel like I need to get that out. I don't have to go into detail why I need it, but just say, too, that it's, you know, necessary for, you know, like, very severe reasons as well beyond, you know, just what is fair.
Okay, if you feel that that will make you feel better.
It does.
Well, then go ahead and say it. I don't think it's not going to make any difference, though.
Great. And, like, you know, I had written to the bank that I'd like to talk to her like an idiot. And I met with my CPA. He said, don't you ever just go through the lawyers and finish everything off and, you know, just, you know, actually just take your money and run, you know, just don't have anything to do with these people ever again. Don't ever negotiate anything with her. Just go through the lawyers and finish it up. Cause she's willing. She's so sick to, like, actually say no to my face. That's how evil she is. So just basically I wrote back that I'll talk to the lawyer and then, you know, a day later I'll call the bank's lawyer and, you know, talk to them and that's it. And so she has to give me an answer within 24 hours and then that's it. But at least I didn't, like, talk to her. I haven't talked to her in 30 years. So thank God. I just will never, ever talk to her. And just whatever. I just want to get it off my chest because it's going to help with the karma and with life and what is. And I think you have to get that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, go ahead and do that. Just knowing that it won't change anything.
Okay. And do you see this being over soon then, where the whole thing is going to court and settled, or do you still see problems arising?
No, it's been 2 years now. There shouldn't be any other problems other than it is going to take a further 6 months before anything else is set in stone and finalized.
So I was going to move then later this year. They said within a certain amount of time you get the first major chunk of money. And I was going to move first and then sell my place. Do you see that happening this year, or do you think I'm not going to find a place and have to wait till next year? Because I'm not going to hurry. I want to make sure I get the right thing, but that's my main goal,
well,
to move first.
But just wait. That's the second question. And when it's
only
one
okay.
Question.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
That's no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, You can call back in with your second question if you like, okay?
Today or another day?
No, today. You can call back in with
okay.
Your second question.
Oh, okay. I'll call back in. I want to know the time frame for that. God bless you guys. Have a blessed day and a blessed Easter coming up. I'll call back in if you have time, okay? Bye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next caller. Area code 561. You're on the air with Lenis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lenis. This is Lena. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Lena?
I'm all right. I wanted to ask you girls. There's been a man that's been around me, and I want to see, do you see the situation with him getting any better? Because he's been a big thorn in my side, and he seems like he wants a relationship with me, but doesn't even know how to have a relationship. And I'm just really at my wit's end with this man. He's all through my family, my friends, and he's got them convinced that he's the best thing for me, and he's just been doing a really mean things to me, and I just don't know if I could forgive or forget him. You know, I think this is like he's done a lot of cruel things to me.
Okay, Lena, could you give us his first name? And that's just it, just his first name.
Steve.
Okay. Is he a Gemini?
He's got a Gemini moon. He's a Sag sun with a Scorpio rising, so he's got a lot of those are some really deep signs. I know. He's very, very, I never met a man like this in my life.
He's a busy person. He always likes to be on the go, doesn't he?
To be honest, I don't know him that well, so I think he's just got a lot of nervous energy, but that's really not the way I am. I just feel like we're really two different people.
What are you picking up, Nina?
The angels are telling me to break all bonds with him.
Yeah, I've been trying. He's gone through my whole family. He's got them convinced that he's the best thing in cheese for me, and he's created a lot of problems for me in my life, emotionally, financially. And I feel like I can't get away from this creep. And
Yeah, you can get away from him. You just have to put your mind to it and not listen to what other people are saying to you.
Because he's like texting. He's in communication with my family, and he won't let go of my family because I think that's the way he figures he'd get through to me, to my family. Because I have a very dysfunctional family, you know, and no wonder why I attract such a dysfunctional man.
Well, maybe it's time to step away from the family for a while too.
Yeah, I blocked them for a while. I mean, I didn't talk to my sister-in-law for 3 or 4 months. Actually, Lenis, about 6 months ago, maybe last year, I had asked you about this. I asked you if you saw a man coming through, and you told. I got to tell you, you said the only man you saw coming through for me was a man that was going to give me a headache.
Well, I told you the truth.
Yes, you did. And I always remember that. And I've been going through this havoc with this man for way too long. I mean, and I am just, I think he thinks that he can take, you know, because I'm in a position financially, I'm in a hard spot. And I think he thinks that he could take advantage of me because of the situation I'm in. And my family is all for him.
Well, like I said,
Lena, let me tell you something. When you get a chance today, hopefully, maybe this evening, go into our website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and go into blog news. You will see a prayer about releasing all karmic density. And I think that's something you need to do not only for yourself, but for him and your family.
What's it called?
You read the prayer. It's called Karmic Density. I release all karmic density.
Yeah, this
so I want you to check
karmic.
That out because you need to say that prayer for.
It's a prayer?
You need to say it for him to help and get rid of him out your life and also people in your family.
Yeah, they're really bad, my family. My sister is just like unbelievable. I had asked her to come see me, and she just totally abused me on text message. And I haven't seen her in 3 years, and it's just every time I do see her, she's emotionally abusive.
Okay, well, that's something you're going to need to deal with your family. But I agree with Nina. The guy, Steve, delete
yeah.
him. I mean, yes. even if he goes around the family, that's on him. That's not you. You would appreciate your family not inviting him in and manipulating,
yeah.
which is what he's doing. But
yeah,
for
is.
You and him, yeah, delete him. He no longer exists in your life. He's a past thought. And you need to make that very clear to him, too. Because evidently he doesn't believe you, and that's why he keeps coming around.
No.
He feels there's a weakness there. So I don't want you to be weak. I want you to be strong and stand tall for Lena and your spirituality and mental and physical.
He doesn't come around me, such a coward. He lives 3 hours away and creates all problems for me here.
Okay, well, when you do this karmic density prayer on him,
okay.
that should alleviate
uh-huh.
some of that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling, and you have a good week,
thanks.
Okay?
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Area code 845, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Well, hi,
hi
Katie.
Ladies.
Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Happy Sunday. Thank you. Thank you both. My question is, I have this person that I want to work with. Well, it's a choice between two. One is Pete and one is Dante. I'm wondering if you feel either one working out.
And you're going to be working with one of these two gentlemen on your job? Is that what you're asking, right?
Yes, yes. I have to hire them, actually. One or two of them, or I don't know, maybe there's a third candidate that hasn't appeared yet. I don't know.
Okay, I need to know, to find out if they're critical to the job, what field or what job would they be doing? Can you just... You don't have to explain it, but just give me, like, a title or something.
Sure. Editor?
Okay, stop. That's good enough. Okay. Pete would be good, but I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the left side, the back of my head. Let me ask about Dante. Dante will need some help. He could be a good editor with the right training, but I see that he needs a little help. But Dante gives an atmosphere of peace, where the other one, Pete, I get, how can I say this? It's not confusion, but it's like something is always going on.
Yeah.
With him or what he's doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I'm being an analytic empath right now for you. So between the two, I would hire the lesser one, Dante, only because Dante's mind is more open to learn and how you guys, you know, run your paper, or your magazine, whatever. And he would be good where the other guy kind of be, there's some arrogance there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's good that you have those credentials and the skill or education, but can you work with the team and, you know, perform, put out a good product?
Yeah.
So, So that's the only thing. Like, yeah, he would be a good editor, no doubt. Pete, yes. And like I said, Dante would be too. It'd just be he would need a little bit more training in the area that you want him to edit her. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Thank you.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention because I'm answering questions in the chat room.
Oh, well, that's okay. I got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
I got it. So Oh, boy. Pete is a better one with the education and the skills and knowledge, but you're looking for someone that's going to be a team player too, right?
Yeah.
Just going to get in there and work with everybody. See, Dante, I feel like a peaceful existence. Like he'd come in, do his job, work with the staff, and there's no problems. You know what I mean? No backstabbing or anything like that or gossiping. He'll just come in and do his job and leave. Pete, on the other hand, is going to be a little bit social, but like I said, he's got arrogance about him. But he is a good editor. He would do good for the job, so.
Right, right. So it's basically who I feel comfortable. Yeah, no, you're right. From what I've gathered of their personalities, you're right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I used to, so I know about editor because I was one on a community newspaper, and you want to be able for your team to work together. You know, as you do articles or finding out information, whatever, you don't want to be arguing or, you know, biting your lip. You know, like, hey, we can all work together. Okay, that's how you feel. Okay, and Katie feels about this. You know, what do you think about this particular ad or subject, whatever. You know, that's what you want, right? That makes the day good at work also.
Yes, 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 I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Katie, and I wish you the best. And I know it kind of puts you between a rock and a hard place because you got to make a decision. So that's why I said it's up to you. Yeah. You just want to make sure that they, like I said, they're a team player, that they can work with the staff. So, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me know. I'll be wishing the best for you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. Next call is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. It's Lisa again. You said to call in if it's not a bother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fine, Lisa. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now,
so
what's your second question?
Thank you, Dad. You guys are so smart. So I just wondered, like, do you think I can move this year, that I'll find the right place? I want to immediately start looking in the next, hopefully, 3 months. And then I can move whenever I want. So if I find it within a month and then put my place up. Like, I just wonder if you see it happening this year. And
Your house will sell.
But that's the second part. I'm first going to buy. Do you see me, like, buying around here or a little farther away, like, this year?
Lisa, a little farther away, and it will be in May.
Oh, okay. I found a really good realtor, so I feel like she's going to, like, totally direct me. Like I think she already has. We met, and within 1 second on the phone, we loved each other. It was crazy. Like, I was searching. And I found them. And then I found someone to sell this place where I live now. And they're, like, very good. Like, they're kind of a little impersonal, but I think that they have a team. And do you think that they would be good to sell? Because I do want it to go fast, and they have many listings.
Everything's going to be smooth. You will actually be living in your new house in May. So
I'll get top dollar for this place too, because it's a very hot area where I live, and I'm hoping to capitalize on it more, since apparently the other stuff isn't going in any super favor for me, just my basics, you know. So, you know,
you'll get more than what you originally thought you would.
Okay. Will it be fast? Like, because I don't want to, like, you know, have it wait too long since I'm moving right away.
Yeah, it will be super fast.
Even the selling will be very fast?
Yes.
Okay, and the people I want to use on both ends, did I pick good teams?
I picked up nothing negative. Lannis?
No. I didn't pick up anything either.
All right. So it's a lot of work ahead of me for the rest of this year, I guess. I'm going to be pretty busy, and I don't know if I should, like, hire a professional mover, maybe. My health isn't great, so I was thinking maybe someone to pack up everything in my place, like It might be about $500. I mean, I don't think it would be a lot of money, but my health isn't great, so I don't know if I should resort to that. I've never done it before, but, you know, as you get older, it kind of takes a toll on you. I'm wondering if I have a U-Haul boxes or just have someone do it if I find a good service.
That's up to you. I use professional movers because I don't like the hassle of, is anybody going to show up to help? So I just,
I'm going to have professional movers, but do you think for packing up my place, I should let anybody pack china and things or just do it myself?
What's your personal stuff? I think I would do that myself. That's me.
Because people steal,
I mean, you
right?
do what you want to do, but, you know, personal stuff. I don't need everybody looking at my stuff, packing it, so.
Yeah, because people could steal. I agree. Okay. And then do you think I'll be happy in my new location? Because I've been pretty, like, this place works for me, but it doesn't work anymore. You know, I raised a son here, but it's definitely time to go. This place is crazy. It's really city-like, and just it's out of control here. There's muggings. There's things happening. It's turning into the city, and it's not my type of environment. It hasn't been, but I'm just hoping, you know, I kind of had to stay here until this situation happened, you know, that, you know, my parents, you know, I got a gift a little bit. So, I mean, do you think that it'll be a much better move for me?
Nina?
I'm answering questions again, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not picking up anything bad, so it must be going to be a good move because I'm not picking up anything negative at all.
So it's kind of like it might be a wash in a way, just like a little better, but nothing great because I have to stay in this area of the country right now for a lot of reasons.
Well, I think it's going to be better, but I mean, it'll be better. It'll be better. You'll be fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay on and listen. I don't want to keep you. I know there's many people that need help. So thank you.
Oh,
God bless.
Okay.
I'll stay on.
Okay. There
if that's
you go.
Okay. I'll stay on.
Okay.
Nina?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we take a break for just a minute? I need to talk to you privately.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. We're going to
here, let me run some music right quick. Here, something to make you guys, we'll just take a quick 2-minute break. Something to make you feel good. It's Montgomery Gentry. If I can get it going here. Here we go. Okay. Back in 2 minutes.
Walks in, tells the band, crank it up to 10. Then he's up, dancing on his seat. But he's a big mouth, yelling, hey, play some free bird. This game is 3 steps, and nobody gets hurt.
Then he takes off his shirt.
There's one in every crowd, brings a party in her sound. Good time, Charlie, with a Harley, whiskey bent to hellbound. He's got the next round, but he always drinks.
Okay, and we're back. I like Montgomery Gentry. Okay, we are back and in effect. Area code 561, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Lennis. This is Lena again. I want to ask you, when do you see a job coming for me? Because I've been out of work for a while now, and I wanted to see what you girls thought about that.
Okay, well, what field are you in so I can concentrate on that and see what's coming up for you?
I have a lot of skills. I work in either in property management, administration, accounting. So I have a lot of skills, you know, that I could bring to a company. I would take a small business or a big company. It doesn't matter.
What is Skyward? What does that mean? I'm getting SKYWORD, Skyward. Is that a company that you've applied for or anything?
I never heard of that.
I don't know, but write that down. You need to write that down. I don't know why, but they're telling me Skyward. SKYWORD.
Okay. I'll look into
okay.
it. I never heard of it. I'm in Florida, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that's what the angels were telling me, so I wanted to definitely give it to you the correct way they gave it to me. Administrative
yeah.
duties. Are you applying? Have you put some applications in, like, within the last 2 weeks?
I'm putting applications every day. I mean, I don't, you know. It's just like.
Okay. Do you remember who you applied for on Wednesday of last week? If you're putting applications in every day, do you remember who you applied for last Wednesday?
No, I have to look. Why, are they going to call me?
Yes, they're going to call you back. And I don't know if that's the company Skyward, but the people, whoever you applied for last Wednesday, are going to call you and see if you're interested in a position to start work.
Oh, wow, that'd be great. Yeah, I don't like not working. I'm the type of person, I have to keep busy or I go crazy. I love to work, and I've got myself into a lot of financial problems here, and so I got to get out of this.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So you think they would have me start right away? So you don't think it's going to be too long before I actually start working again?
No, because these people are going to get in touch with you. I'm not getting a pay right now. I'm seeing 14, 15, but the pay could be greater, like more in the 20s. But anyway, if you can figure out to do that before Mercury, before the 23rd of this month. Yes, yes, yes. If you get hired after the 23rd during Mercury retrograde, I hope it's a temporary position.
Yeah,
okay, if it's
temporary,
that's fine, because it's not going to work out to be permanent. But after the 3 weeks, after the 15th of April, you know, we're out of Mercury retrograde, then, of course, go for the permanent. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because every time I've started a job in a Mercury retrograde, even during the shadow period, it's never worked out. It's always disastrous.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying, that the permanent one, whatever you applied for last Wednesday, they're going to be calling you. That's a permanent position. But if you don't get hired or start work before the 23rd, you know, if they say, well, they can't start you until a month, because, you know, maybe for whatever, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government job. Have you applied for government? That's what they're telling me now. It's a government job. That's why there's a delay of you starting. Did you apply
for a city, state? I always look on the government website and the city websites, and I would love to get a job within the government or the city.
Okay, well, that's what this is. It's a government position. It's something working for the government. Yes.
In Florida?
No, it's in Florida, but that's why there's a delay, because of the paperwork or the system that it goes through. You know, once you've applied and go for the interview and all that, there's a delay.
Oh.
You would be, if you don't start before Mercury retrograde, then you'll start after Mercury retrograde. But in the meantime, to keep money coming, that's why I said work a temporary just for those three weeks. Because the other job will turn out to be permanent. Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have a good
week,
and thank you for calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Oh, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay.
Yes, and I'm
I'm ready to pay attention now because I have Anna in there working with me, so I'll be able to concentrate a little bit more on our callers.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Sheha, for being there, Anna. our life coach, our intuitive life coach. Yeah, thank you for being in there today with Miss Nina. Okay, next call is area code 857. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is AKA Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, woman, how you doing? Happy
good,
New Year, Merry Christmas, Thanksgiving,
yes.
All that good stuff. Happy Easter. It's coming up. How you doing, woman? I'm being silly.
I'm good. How are you?
Just great.
You sound great.
Great. Yes,
good.
Feeling great. Yes,
good.
Ma'am.
My question is in regards to with a girl that I work with by the name of Jackie.
Okay.
I'd like to know what energy you pick up around Jackie.
Ooh, hold up. Don't even finish a sentence. I want to slap the shit out of her. What the hell, Lisa? Oh, my God. You couldn't even get her name out, and I wanted to just slap her. Ooh, God, she is toxic. Oh, my God. You know what? I don't know this woman, but it's coming in so strong from the angels. It's like she's so toxic. It's like having a bad cancer.
Wow.
It just, you know, it goes. It's so bad that there's nothing they can do for you. That's how she is. That's what they're telling me. That's how she is. And I don't like to say that because I've had cancer twice, so it's nothing to play about. But she has that type of personality. It's cancerous. It just, just kills everything it gets to. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I've never had a response that quick and that accurate about somebody.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get her name out.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know what? Got the prayer for you. I release all karmic density from this Jackie woman to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. That prayer is on the website. Go to the website. You know that essenceofsuccess.com.
Yes.
Go to blog news. And you will see that prayer. Say it three times on her. And
three
if
times,
you can, every day for 7 days, say it three times for 7 days.
Wow.
She'll be gone. She'll be gone.
So I'm okay. See, I, because she's very, very provocative, very, I'm going to say seductive, and can easily get you kind of wrapped in her web.
Yeah, well, she gonna be gone.
You
gonna call me back and tell me like, "Damn, Linus." I'm telling you, do that prayer. I release all karmic density from Jackie, whatever her last name is, and to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. Say it three times. Do it every day for
three times. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Am I the only one?
She's
going to
feel like a spider crawling up her back every time you say
that.
Am
I the only one that senses this about her?
No. 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 Even Nina's saying no.
I know Nina said
yep, we're both telling you no. She's affecting other people.
Yes.
The others are just too timid to bring it up. So that's why you haven't heard any other voices. But that, no, she has been affecting a lot of people.
But see, what throws you off is that she's very, like I said, she's very provocative, very how the way she dresses, and she, you know, very seductive.
Well,
I don't fall for it.
That's her problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so don't make
it change.
Make it
it's
at least
changed.
Don't problem. Don't make it your problem, though.
No.
Try and ignore
That's
her.
That's why I don't say anything to anybody. That's why I don't say anything to anybody.
Just prayer and just let things fall where they may. Everything is going to be slapping her in the face soon.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry, God. Yes. Thank you, Nina. Go for that Saturday night, girl, because I don't want to be too ugly.
So
I'm telling you, you do this prayer three times, and for 7 days. Like I told you, she'll be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll be gone. Y'all might throw a party in the department.
Really? Linus, you...
No, I'm being facetious.
You pick all that up? You pick all that up?
Yes. Yes, me and Nina both do.
Because the moment that she walked in, the whole atmosphere changed. It's almost as if it was uncomfortable. It wasn't like you see someone and say, oh, it's great, you know, you're glad you're here. It's like she comes in, the atmosphere gets uncomfortable.
Lisa, don't take this on yourself.
Okay, honey.
Ignore her because you don't want her to break down. Why would you? So continue on with your job, with your fellow workers that you enjoy, and ignore Biatch.
Nina feels it too, just
like
me. Like
this. Yep. I've never heard Nina ever say anything like this.
No, because Nina don't curse. I'm the one that curses.
Right,
that Saturday night is coming out of Nina. Watch out, y'all. Don't mess with that Saturday night.
Right. When I hear it come from Nina, this is serious.
Yeah,
because there's someone that I have to keep everything on the down low and act like, because there's someone that I like, and we're just friends, and I don't want her to pick up anything that we are friends. So we basically have to ignore each other.
Yeah. Well, you just do that prayer. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And she'll be gone.
Okay, she's going to be gone.
And continue in the vein that you're doing, like, you know, ignore her. Don't, like Nina said, don't buy into her personality and her behavior. Her behavior.
Don't
buy into it. It's just like, you know what, that's on you, and I ain't worried about you. Be gone shortly.
Okay. I'm going to do it three times.
For
7 days.
Today is Sunday. I do it today. Three times on her
today,
and like I said, start it today, and Saturday you'll be done, and the following weekend. And realize, too, we're going into Mercury retrograde, so, her butt going to be on fire, honey.
Okay, I'm going to go to your website right now.
Go to Blog News, and it's the first thing
blog
up
news.
Is that prayer, of karma density.
Okay, I'm going to do that. The sooner the better. it's time for her to go. It's time for her to go. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good. So I'm not only one that senses this. I'm not the only one that senses this.
No. But like Nina said, you're the first one to speak up. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're telling us, but you're speaking up. The other people just kind of... Well, as Nina said, timid, but they're scared to say anything or do anything. But, you know,
well,
you call the right people.
Oh, I know. but you know what's odd? You know what's really odd that really kind of ticked me off on something? I'm like, something strange here. Is that the receptionist where I work, an older lady, gets so into her that she actually protects her. She protects her.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yeah. It's okay.
We have to move on, but do as we.
I will.
Everything will work out.
Good.
Yep.
All right, lady.
It will.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
You're welcome,
Lisa.
Thanks for calling. It's always a treat to hear from you, honey.
You as well. You both are fantastic. All right. Many blessings to you. God bless.
God bless. Thank you for calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay, next call, area code 407. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori. I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoyed the advice that you're giving everyone.
Well, Lori, welcome to the show, and we're glad to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very kindly. The reason for my call today is I am a very good daughter-in-law and a very good wife, but I don't have the same coming back to me, and I'm not going to get into the tired drama that some of the other callers got into. That's just not the way I resonate. I like to go higher, but it's been very challenging with my mother-in-law, and her initials are A.D., and I don't want to go into the drama of what the last episode was that she did, but with the Mercury retrograde coming up, do you see her getting her karmic fall, storm, fallout? Is this going to clear?
Okay, her initials are A as in Adam, D as in David. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a headache right away when you said those initials.
Yes.
So I know that something is not right there, because when Nina and I get a headache, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't speak about is she going to get her karmic upcomings or whatever, because that's, you say the prayer, but that's between her and God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to advise you as well, as I did the last caller, to go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, go into blog news, and say that prayer of karmic density for your mother-in-law. Again, three times. Say it three times. You're done. Do it for 7 days. It might alleviate some of the problems that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that will help some of the problems. And also, Nina did a prayer at the beginning of the show, and that will be up also, probably under blog news. I'll try and get that up by tomorrow morning to also. But right now, what I would do is, I know you're hurting, and you got every reason to be hurting, because what I picked up from her is...
It's not even anger. You just hit the nail straight on the head. I'm hurt because I give of my heart, expecting nothing in return. Just to be respected. That's the only thing I've ever wanted. I don't have to be loved. I have to be left alone.
Can I ask you a question, please? Where is your husband in all of this?
He's of two faces. He says to me what he needs to say. And he says to her what he needs to say. There's a big cultural difference, very big. I'm married to a non-American. I understand all of these things. I don't know what karmic ties this woman and I have, but I need them to be over. I wish her the very best. And I factor my husband in. She lives overseas, but the last few times she's come over, she's done nothing but hideous, destructive damage. And I know the reality that it's all been done to herself. Nothing has really been done to me. I'm just, I'm not angry about it. I'm just hurt like anybody else would be. That's just the way I want it. I don't want to be hurt anymore.
Well, I don't blame you, and you know what? She's better off an ocean away. So if you can, leave her there, try and get on with your own life. I think your husband is trying to just smooth the waters with both of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's in kind of a rough spot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His mama and it's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard to cope, I think, sometimes. Depending on, you know, how strong your husband is and stuff. I was very fortunate. I had wonderful, wonderful in-laws. So I didn't have any of that problems, but I've seen it happen before. And luckily enough, the husband stood up for the wife, which it should always be. But some guys just can't do that to their moms.
Well, like you started off saying with the headache, that tells me where I clearly perceive already there's some mental issues. And when you've got a headache, somebody or something is not right. There's some delusion. There's some mental instability. And my perception is that my husband knows about the mental instability. I'm not excusing it. I am the victim of it. and not even the victim. I just say to myself, yeah, I scratch my head and I say, wow, that's pretty sad to be that kind of a person. I'm glad I'm not in that position. I'm glad I've got my wits about me. But
yeah,
it's been pretty destructive, pretty evil. Evil. I'm just going to have to call it what it is. Evil.
Yeah,
but again, yeah, go ahead.
Road. Take the high road and have as little to do with her as possible. Thank goodness there's a between you. And you know what? Say the prayer that Lennis told you to say and also pray for her.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
you know,
absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she needs your prayers too. Unfortunately, when people are evil and not nice to other people, it does come back to, and it's usually tenfold. So I would not like to be in her shoes.
Yeah,
she does have issues. Also, Lori, I want to say this. Forgive to love AD, and also love to forgive AD. You want to do that too? Always put forgiveness in there. Yeah, and love. You know, besides doing the karmic prayer, because you're clearing your energy and your vibration doing that. So you want to forgive her, you know. You forgive to love her and love to forgive.
Yeah, that's much higher, more powerful, and also a lot faster. That's a lot faster. That has a lot faster results because you're kind of like clearing the resonance of all. And this life is an illusion anyway, so I don't want to feed into all of the drama. I just can't. It's been going on for too long, so I have to do something in a different way.
There you go. There you go. All right, Lori, I got to move on and get a few more calls in before I go. But, yeah, let us know how things turn out, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code 914, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Selena. I call from New York.
Well, hi, Selena. How are you doing today?
Fine, how are you? The reason I call in, I did some work for some project for Jeremy. I don't know if I'm going to get paid. You think I get paid good or what?
I didn't understand. Nina?
I did some work for the guy, the name is Jeremy. I don't know if the guy
You did right. Some summer work for somebody and they never paid you?
Not yet. I don't know if they're going to pay me, you know, good or better little or nothing. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's not summer yet. I'm sorry. I probably got that wrong. You said you did some work for them?
Yeah. I did some project for them.
Okay, and what you're asking me and Nina is, will you get paid? Are they going to pay you or not?
Right, that's what I want to know.
Okay, Nina, you got the lead on this.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But to me, I'm picking up no, they're not going to pay you.
So they're going to pay me good?
No, they're not going to pay you.
Nothing?
No.
Why? You don't like?
No, because you didn't agree on a price beforehand.
You know, I didn't offer me.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
You know, offer me no price yet. What?
Well, from now on, when you are going to do something for someone, please have a contract.
Yeah, first.
Yep.
You mind if I ask another question or no?
No, only one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got people waiting. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
no,
just one question. You're more than welcome to call back in.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, now don't forget what Nina said. Make sure you have a contract signed, dotted, and crossed before you do any more work for somebody,
oh, yeah,
okay?
That's for sure.
Make sure you get paid. All right, Laura.
Yep.
Selena,
thank you
for calling. Yes, thank you for calling. Have a good week. Okay, area code 860. You're on the air with Lenis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lenis. Hi, Nina. This is Amala. How are you?
Hi, Amala.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. It's been a while. Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, darling.
Well, now we're in 3 months in, but I want to get to the question. I know you have probably other callers. So I was just wondering, can you pick up on this person that is hot and cold? I'm just curious. It's an R name, and it's just, he's just, you don't know what you're going to get from him. Is it going to continue like this unless I stop? I just stop playing.
Yes. Sorry, but yeah, that came across clear. Yes, it's going to continue.
It's going to continue unless I do something with it?
Yep.
Okay. What, should I just stop? And not engage?
If it was me, yes. But that, you have to decide that.
Right.
Okay. Because what's happening is that it asks questions that, you know, that it sounds like he cares, and then he comes out with these lines, and it's in a text, and it's just so off guard, and it's honestly rude. And I called him out on it in the sense of I'm speaking my truth in a very polite way. I said, you know, I'm not sure what you're saying, but if you read the previous text that you wrote to me, in monotone, it sounds very rude. I said that to him. And he won't take accountability for it. So I don't even know. Can you just tell me, I guess my last question is, what was the purpose of me and my spirit with this person? Because this is just not acceptable.
This is the second question. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it is a second question, but
I have to keep you guys back to one question because we have a lot of callers lined up.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Okay. So just to reiterate, I would just not engage. That's the first question's answer.
That's the first question's answer.
Okay.
Yes. All righty, Amala. Call back in. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. Next caller is area code 310. You're on the air with Lenis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vince. I texted you the question about the job thing already thing, and you already answered it. You said it about 2 weeks, so I'll have a job. Because right now I'm applying for everything under the sun, still waiting for the unemployment thing to happen too. So I'm just really concerned and worried.
Well, you have 2 weeks. Like I told you in the chat room, there's going to be 2 weeks where you're going to be in limbo. But after that, everything is going along really nicely.
Okay, I'm going to hope and pray that it does. So. Because I just got let go from one job, and then I was supposed to start another job, and then I went in for the new job on Thursday, and they rescinded the offer. So I don't know what happened there. So
well, all I can tell you is I am from Alberta, where things are very dismal and have been for 3 years up here. I have lots of friends and family that have been without jobs for 3 years, so I can definitely commiserate with you. You are very fortunate. You will have a job soon.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Vince, and let us know. Keep in touch.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next call is area code. If I can get it up. Come on. Area code 215. You're on the air with Lenis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Serena from Pennsylvania. How you girls doing?
Well, good afternoon, Miss Serena from Pennsylvania. How are you doing, young lady?
I am doing fine.
Good.
I have to tell you two things before I ask my question, okay?
Okay.
Back in December, you told me I was going to be moving and I was going to be engaged. Well, girlfriends, I moved and I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Serena. I'm happy for you, honey. Love good news.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I hope this one is good. I had sold my house 11 years ago, and I went and checked my mailbox, and there was a letter from the mortgage company that they have a check. So I called about it, and they told me they couldn't tell me the dollar amount on it, but they will mail it out in 20 days because they were trying to find me. Do you know how much money that's going to be? Because I was, like, really surprised that they contacted me because I had already sold my property and everything.
I got $20,000. What did you get, Nina?
I got 11.
I did. That's what was shown to me when I asked, and she was talking. They said $20,000. So, not $20,000. They said $20,000. But, yeah, go ahead.
I got 11.
Now, what is this coming from? I mean, like, interest that I have, because I always paid my mortgage ahead of time, all the time when I had my house, and. Like, after I sold it, I thought everything, you know, was done at the settlement table. And then when I see Midland Mortgage, I'm like, what? Are these people contacting me? What, they want money or something? And when I opened it up, and they said they were trying to contact me because they had a check and they were going to send it to that unclaimed thing for money.
Yep.
And I gave them my new address. And she said, well, you'll be hearing from, you know, you'll be getting a check within 20 days.
Okay, well, it's
sure
between $11,000 and $20,000.
Oh, great. That'll be good because I'm getting married, so it costs a lot of money. you girls are so sweet. I'm telling you, you guys are just wonderful. I'm telling you, whoever's listening, these girls call right on the number. And when I had asked you when I was going to get engaged, I said, is he going to give me the ring? You guys said, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to disappoint you or whatever, you know, or that's supposed to be a surprise. And it
right.
was a surprise. It was a surprise. I couldn't wait to call you back and tell you.
Thank you. We didn't set the wedding. Well, you're being blessed again. See, everything
yes.
is going good. You're being blessed
yes.
again.
Yes, God
mm-hmm.
is definitely good to me. Yes.
Well, you're
thank
good
you
to yourself, too,
much.
And other people, yeah. right? What goes wrong
oh,
come
yeah.
around. So you put out
yeah.
good comes back. Yes, ma'am.
That's true. That is true. You know, God has
yes,
really
ma'am.
Blessed me with a good person, too. Oh,
good.
Boy. You girls have a blessed week, and I'll be calling you back when I get married.
Okay.
Or sooner.
And you have a wonderful week, too. And thank you for calling, Serena. Always good to hear from you, young lady.
All right. Thank you very much. Put me on hold. I would like to hear the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. We sure can. All righty. Next call, area code 347. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you doing, young lady?
Good, thank you.
Good, 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 good. Well, what can we answer for you today?
I just wanted to know, with my current job, if you see any changes or what you see with my current job, like if anyone's going to be leaving or what you see happening.
You got a promotion coming. As you're talking,
oh,
I saw a promotion. Yeah.
Wow.
You got a promotion coming. It looks like somebody is leaving and that position is up for grabs, but I think if you apply for it, you'll get the job.
Okay.
But I see promotion, yeah. While you were talking, the word promotion came right in front of my face, but it's like somebody leaving, and it's, you know, maybe a manager is leaving. Now that position is open, and nobody's kind of really applied for it. You apply
okay.
for that position because you'll get it. You will get it. So
oh, okay.
it's not only a promotion, but much better pay. Much better pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a girl that just started working there, like alongside me at my desk. And I don't know, she and our energy don't really mesh really well because she's kind of, I don't know, we just don't mesh really well. Do you see her staying or do you see her leaving?
It doesn't matter. You're getting a promotion.
You'll be away from her. Yep.
Oh, boy, Saturday night's really coming out, isn't it?
So do you understand that, Tamika? You're going to be moving on away from her. You won't be sitting next to her because you're going for a promotion, which you will get. So it doesn't matter. For right now, though, while you are sitting next to her, get you some sea salt, put it in a little container, put it in your pocket or either in your purse, if your purse is by your desk. It'd be better if you could just put it on your purse and something small and put it in a, you know, pants pocket or shirt pocket, whatever, jacket pocket, and have that with you at all times. Sea salt. The other thing is, Nina, what is it, citrine? What's that stone?
The name has just slipped my brain.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I know it's with a C. Citrus blue.
It's a blue stone. A blue shaley type stone, and I can't remember the name. It's kyanite. Starts with a K.
That's it, kyanite. Yes. Thank you.
My brain is just kind of mush.
Okay, so those are two things. But the salt you can do readily right away, and if you go to a metaphysical store or store that sells stones, then get your kyanite also and carry that with you. And you'll be fine. That'll keep her at bay, away from you. You know what I mean? Like she won't be interacting with you that much because the salt moves negativity. And it contains it, so it doesn't bother you. And then in the meantime, you know, on your mind is like, you know what, I'm getting a promotion, I'm leaving, and I'll have, you know, be making more money and be happy.
That's great.
Yeah, because the department you're going to is going to be away from her, so you're okay.
That's awesome.
Feel sorry for the next person sitting next to her. They're probably going to catch hell, but anyway.
Do you guys see anything with my love life?
That's the second question.
You know what? Yeah, it is a second question. And you know what? We can do it, Nina, real quick. We only have 5 minutes for the show in, so let's – I'll go ahead. I'll let it pass. We'll do this because there's not another caller behind her. So, Tamika, you got lucky. Give us a second question real quick.
Okay, just wanted to know if you see anything coming up in my love life. I see you see children and marriage for me.
3 years.
Okay.
3 years. You will meet a man. 3 years. In fact, it's going to be like a whirlwind. You'll go from love to marriage, and then you're having kids. So it's like bam, bam, bam. But I see about 3 years' time. For you to get it together, and he's out there getting it together to come to you.
So right now I'm just not going to be dating anyone?
Oh, well, let me see. Even if you date, it's not going to be the husband. Your husband will show up in 3 years. Yeah, there's one guy, I don't know if you know him or what, I'm feeling he's real flippant. He's funny, but also it can be mean, you know, funny, ha-ha, but also like, man, you shouldn't have said that. That wasn't cool. Okay, you'll meet him and talk to him. It's not no long-term relationship, though. I just see it as, you know, somebody you know as friends, go out to dinner or something or to the show. There's a girlfriend that wants to introduce you to somebody that she thinks is really good for you. Take that with a grain of salt. Just take that with a grain of salt. In other words, when you meet that guy, don't get all flim-flam. Just like, okay, nice to meet you too.
Yeah,
that's what I got. Mm-hmm. What did you pick up, Nina?
Same thing.
Yeah. All right, Ms. Tamika, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady, and enjoy that promotion coming up, huh?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Enjoy you guys' night.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, well, we're on our way out now. It's almost that time. Ms. Nina, anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, there is something I would like to say. We welcome guest psychics on the show or in the chat room. But if you would like to be a guest psychic either on the show or in the chat room, please get a hold of one of us on the website. Don't just pop in and start answering questions. I need to know that you're legitimate and you're who you say you are, and so does Lannis. So, please, if you want to do this any other time, please contact us and let me know what's going on.
Yes, because we do have guest psychics that do come in periodically from time to time. But we know them, we know who they are, their gifts, their education, and their skills and all that. So, yes, please. But you're welcome. You are most welcome. Like she said, contact us on the website, and Ms. Nina will get with you and talk to you. Okay. Again, I want to say thank you, everybody around the world and all the people that were in the chat room today. Thank you, Anna Sheha, for coming in to help. We appreciate that. And, of course, I love Nina to death, so definitely thank you to her. And thank you to all the callers. This was a good show today. I enjoyed, and I think Nina did too. So thank you, everybody. It's a good Sunday, and it's going to be a good week. So go ahead, Nina. I'll let you close it out.
For the great questions today and for validating some of our previous answers. That was wonderful. I got validation in the chat room as well. So thank you all for that. Thank you, Anna, for helping me out in the chat room. And Heather, it was great to see you there again. Haven't seen you in such a long time, so it was great to have you back. We welcome you back again next week. Same time, same channel. Have a great week, everyone.
Yes, please do. And I want to say, too, thank you, Heather. I didn't know that she was in there, too. Thank you. Yes. So with Nina, Ms. Lianis, have a good week. And know that we love you. If no one's told you that today, we do. Okay? Love y'all. See you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.